Hi everyone, my name is Leo, and I'm currently in my third year of an art and design degree. Today, I want to share the story of how I secured my very first professional commission as an artist. When I first enrolled at university, I was convinced my future lay in photography. I spent all my time in the darkroom. However, after taking a mandatory 3D crafts module, I completely fell in love with glassmaking and decided to focus all my energy on mastering that instead. It's such a fascinating, unpredictable medium.
Last semester, our university hosted its annual student exhibition. I had my work on display and was hoping to maybe sell a piece to a supportive relative or a friend. But to my absolute amazement, the owner of a prestigious designer furniture boutique in the city centre attended. I thought she was looking at a large glass bowl I'd made, but she was actually admiring a vase placed right next to it. She left her card and asked if I'd be interested in discussing a professional commission.
I was incredibly nervous when I went to her boutique for our meeting. I assumed she would ask me to produce a series of decorative paperweights, as those are relatively quick to make and sell well as gifts. But actually, she explained she was looking for a range of artisanal lamps to feature in her upcoming autumn lighting collection. It was a huge step up for me.
I went back to the studio to brainstorm. My initial sketches were inspired by ocean waves, as the sea has always influenced my art. However, considering the boutique's earthy, organic aesthetic, I realised that wouldn't fit. So I based my final designs on mushrooms instead. I loved their organic shapes, and the boutique owner was thrilled with the concept.
To make the pieces truly stand out, I wanted to experiment with incorporating foreign materials into the molten glass. My tutor suggested adding silver dust for a sparkling effect, but it looked a bit too modern. Instead, I decided to use some copper, which melted into the glass and created a beautiful, warm, golden glow whenever a bulb was switched on inside.
Producing a large batch of items meant I needed proper facilities for an extended period. The university studio is fantastic, but you can only book it for a few hours a week. So I used the advance payment from the boutique to hire a private furnace located in a local industrial estate. Having that dedicated space for a whole month was a game changer.
The actual manufacturing was physically exhausting. Hand-blowing glass requires intense concentration. I thought achieving the exact same shape for each piece would be my biggest hurdle, but surprisingly, the real challenge was the cooling process. If the studio was too cold, it caused cracks to appear in the finished pieces. I had to learn to monitor the temperature drop with absolute precision to avoid ruining hours of work.
Once the entire order of 20 pieces was finished, I faced the terrifying prospect of transporting them safely across town. Standard cardboard boxes just weren't going to offer enough protection for something so fragile. Fortunately, a friend who works in shipping managed to source some heavy-duty wooden crates for me. I packed them with foam, and thankfully, every single piece arrived completely intact.
The boutique launched the new collection at a special event last week. I attended, feeling incredibly anxious. I was worried that buyers might find the asymmetrical shape of my work a bit too unusual. However, I didn't need to panic. It was actually the colours that customers commented on most enthusiastically. They were captivated by the vibrant orange and red tones I had achieved.
This entire experience has been an incredible stepping stone for my career. The boutique owner has already asked if I can supply more items for the spring, but I'm taking a short break from lighting design. A local business owner saw my work at the launch and has commissioned me to create a massive sculpture for his newly opened restaurant. I'm starting the design process next week, and I couldn't be more excited.